Effective telephone techniques. It's not an overstatement to say that an insufficient supply of qualified leads and applicants is the single biggest cause of failure in military recruiting. But what happens when you are out there prospecting and you call somebody on the phone and they don't call you back? First of all, you shouldn't expect them to call you back. After all, you're the one who's making the call, not them. But the irony is, the things that are supposed to make us accessible can actually filter out calls. Email, answering machines, voicemail, cell phones. We've all discovered the game of phone tag has been elevated to a whole new level. Despite the fact most people have a message that says something like, "Your call is important to me. Please leave your name and number and I'll call you back." Too many times they don't. They have all kinds of excuses. Few of them are any good. So, here's the bottom line. Leads and applicants pay attention to recruiters whom they perceive have something valuable and important to say to them. That, then, becomes the most essential concept of all. You need to position yourself as having something important, of significant value, that your leads and applicants want to learn more about. That single factor alone can go a long way towards ensuring that you're going to receive a return call. Now, having said that, let's take a look at 10 specific how-tos that can help you increase the possibility people will return your phone call. Here's number one. Communicate clearly that you would like the person to return your call. Don't be shy, tentative, bashful, or unclear about it. Say something direct, such as, "I certainly would appreciate and welcome your return phone call. I understand if you're not able to get back to me, and in the absence of my hearing from you by such and such a date and time, I'll certainly try to contact you again." In other words, tell them, "I'm inviting you to call me back, but if I don't hear from you by a certain time, you can expect for me to call you again." So, they're anticipating, or at least expecting, that phone call. Secondly, communicate the absolute best times for them to return your call. The best time, the best day, and be available when you say you will. No exceptions. So you might say something like this: "If you are able to return my call, I'll be here every afternoon this week between 3 and 4 o'clock, or I'll be available tomorrow morning between 9 and 10. Remember, be there at that time. If you're not, it communicates a certain amount of irresponsibility, a cavalier attitude. Third, say your name clearly and slowly, and, if necessary, spell out your name and that of your organization. Also, be careful not to use acronyms or abbreviations that members of the general public, particularly non-prior service leads and applicants, may not understand. If your name is difficult to pronounce or difficult to spell, spell it out and sound it out. In every case, be sure to be very, very clear about who and what you represent, bottom line. Fourth, leave your number twice. Try to leave it both early on and at the very end of your message, so that if it hasn't been captured earlier, it can be written down without having to listen through the entire message again. Another issue here is to tell them when you're about to leave your number, so they can get a pen or pencil to record it. Say the number slowly, area code first, then the next three digits, then the final four. For example, "My number is 800-864-6264. Let me repeat that again. 800-864-6264. How many times have you had someone leave their number only once for you, and they say it so fast you can't even understand them? What's your response in those cases? Given your own reaction to a hastily said phone number, do you really think people who don't know you very well, or perhaps not at all yet, are going to listen to that message over again and contact you? The fifth tip is this. Explain not only what the Air National Guard does, but also provide a taste of the benefits the person could receive if they just take the time to look further into the recruiting opportunity. In your message, you're not trying to sell them a commitment to the Air National Guard. You're basically going to be trying to sell a face-to-face appointment. This is the ideal time to use a direct value statement that briefly, clearly, and declaratively communicates the fundamental reason for both you and the Air National Guard's existence. For example, you could say something like, "We assist people to find rewarding part-time careers in the Air National Guard, where they serve both their local community and the nation, and where they can enjoy many tangible and intangible benefits and expand their personal experiences. We do this by conducting individual face-to-face interviews, where we ask our applicants about their interests and qualifications. We then use the information they provide to place them into positions in the Air National Guard where they can do the things they want to do, use their talents to the fullest extent, and enjoy a wide range of tangible and intangible benefits. Sixth, be very clear about the time you call them back, should they not be able to return your call within a reasonable amount of time. Remember, say something like, "In the absence of my hearing from you today, I'll try to call you back sometime Monday afternoon." Now, you may wonder, well, how often do you call? As often as necessary, without being a pest. And that's really a matter of putting it in your own head and figuring out based on common sense and the nature of your business. However, a pretty good rule of thumb is to wait 2 or 3 days between leaving messages. And if you leave 3 messages and the person hasn't contacted you back, chances are they never will. Move on to your next lead. Seventh, don't be surprised, shocked, or disappointed if people don't return your call. What if only 20% take the time to call you back? That's 20% more than if you hadn't called them. Eighth, consider providing your lead or applicant with the name of someone else who can field their call in case they should return your phone call and you're not available for whatever reason. The idea is to help them talk to a person, not a machine, so they don't feel like they're wasting their time. And of course, brief your alternate contact person so that they know what's going on. This, by the way, is a very effective strategy because it communicates the depth of your organization and the breadth of your services, so you're not the lone ranger. It tells your lead or applicant there are other people at your office who can assist them, and it's a team environment dedicated to customer service. Ninth, make sure that your message is long enough to make your point and stress its importance, but not so long as to be boring or repetitive. This is pretty straightforward. Know what you need to say and say it clearly. Rambling messages from a stranger gets deleted as quickly as spam in your email inbox. Be concise, polite, and get to the point. And 10th, monitor your percentage of return calls. There's a direct correlation between how many calls you make and how many you receive. If the percentage of the return calls is low, you're probably making some mistakes that can be eliminated with the correct application of one or more of these tips. Return calls, and as a result, the number of appointments you get can be increased. Again, there's a direct correlation between how many calls you make and how many you receive. And that correlation can be increased with an intelligent, careful application of prospecting skills and principles that can be learned. It's easy to leave message after message with no response, but remember this. No one has any reason to return a call to someone who is either too timid or too aggressive, too detailed in their message, or not detailed enough, unable to understand, or speaking too fast to even hear. So, let's recap these 10 ideas. 1. Communicate clearly that you'd like the person to return your call. Don't be shy or tentative, but don't be too aggressive about it either. 2. Communicate the absolute best times for them to return your call. 3. Be sure to leave your name slowly and clearly. 4. Leave your number twice. Take the time to spell out your name, and be sure you identify the name of your organization without using acronyms or abbreviations. 5. Explain not only what the Air National Guard does, but the benefits members will receive. This can be done with the help of a direct value statement. 6. Be very clear about the time you'll call them back, should they not be able to return your call. 7. Don't be surprised or shocked if they don't return your call. However, if only 20% take the time, you've increased your odds. 8. Consider providing your lead or applicant with the name of someone else who can field their calls, should you not be there. 9. Make your message long enough to make your point, but don't take it to the point that it becomes a full-blown monologue. 10. Monitor your percentage of return calls to take a look at your return effectiveness. Telephone prospecting is an elusive science. There's always more to learn and master. And this concept on returning phone calls is a very critical piece of successful recruiting.